This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. The World of Bluegrass Festival is in its last few days in Raleigh. Music journalist Craig Havenhurst is back one last time to talk about the event. He's a Triangle native who now hosts a music roots show from Nashville. He's also a board member of the International Bluegrass Music Association, the group that puts on the festival every year. Welcome back, Craig.
Thanks, Eric. Good morning.
Good morning. So the big event last night was the awards ceremony. Who were the big winners?
For the second year in a row, a duo called the Gibson Brothers won Entertainer of the Year. They're out of New York State, Eric and Lee Gibson, and they've been active since the mid-90s and put out a dozen albums. They were emerging artists back in 1998, but they're having a wonderful run now, and I think it's kind of a slow and steady approach to their career, and they've really kind of come out on top now.
Call it music in the church house and the fields. It was honest, it was simple, and it helped the hard times heal. It was music that sang it deep down in the mines and dark and lonesome prison cells behind battle lines. They called it music.
Album of the Year came from a North Carolina band called Balsam Range. They're out of Western North Carolina. It was called, their record's called Paper Town.
But this ain't just another paper town on a random riverside. She was built with blood, sweat, and tears, and a whole lot of pride. From the mountains and the farmlands, around the smokestack she has grown. This ain't just another paper town, it's the one that I call home.
But maybe the biggest story headline of the night that everybody was buzzing about was a moment with the great guitarist and former singer Tony Rice. He was being inducted into the Hall of Fame. He's had huge vocal troubles for the last almost 20 years, and when he speaks, he has a kind of gravelly rasp, and he had to quit singing and quit making albums. And last night, while accepting, out of nowhere, he sort of described to the audience that he had begun to essentially will himself to find his old voice again, and he sort of did so in front of everybody, almost as a kind of cosmic moment of demonstration. And he had everybody in the hall with their jaws on the floor and tears in their eyes, and left with the prospect that maybe we might get to hear Tony Rice sing again. And it was quite something. So you don't see surprises in award shows very often, but there was one last night.
Sounds pretty amazing. Now, the festival isn't over yet. Who are you excited about seeing tonight and tomorrow?
At the Red Hat Amphitheater tonight, we have artists as diverse as Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver, a very traditional band with wonderful stage wear. We talked about him the other day. The Steel Drivers out of Nashville, a real sort of almost blue-eyed soul-influenced bluegrass band.
Nobody knows it better than me. I wouldn't be wishing I was free if it hadn't been, if it hadn't been.
And then a collaboration of a one-time-only band of Del McCurry, Sam Bush, Bela Fleck, Tony Rice, Jerry Douglas, and Mark Schatz. People are excited to see that.
Sounds like some serious pickers there, Craig. I wonder if you can kind of sum up for us how Raleigh has handled the world of bluegrass and maybe how many people showed up compared to Nashville.
As far as how many people showed up, we haven't had the big party yet in the streets, which is something that Nashville has never quite done that way. So it's really apples to oranges in terms of who's attended. I know that everybody I've talked to has been really complimentary about Raleigh's just infrastructure. The convention center has got just a terrific atmosphere. The halls have been full. The hotels have been full of people playing music in the hotel suites. And everybody's been quite excited. I think it's gone very well so far, and now we're going to have this two-day festival in the streets, which will be quite unprecedented for IBMA.
And it'll all be back next year and the following year.
That's right. Definitely coming back for 2 years at least.
Craig Havenhurst is a music journalist who's been giving us an inside look into the world of bluegrass this week. Craig, thanks again for being with us.
It's been a pleasure. It's been fun to be here.
You can hear another live broadcast from the world of bluegrass today at noon on The State of Things.
Empire sits at the edge of a hill, blown out of a gypsum mine. Hell, 300 souls and none of them are mine. Now they're just ghosts in the street, wandering a land that sleeps. Once it was a lively place, now just tumbleweeds. The houses here silent, quiet, get us thieves. Now they're just ghosts in the street, wandering a land that sleeps. The miners' callous hands, the women who planted the seed on the land. Empire made its end. Once you're gone, you cannot go back. The locks, they have all froze. The lid upon the cuff, and now it has been closed. Now they're just ghosts in the street, wandering a land that sleeps. The men who build the empire up from the ground missed the cracks in the foundation when blowing it all fall down. Now they're just ghosts in the street.